Truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 15th day of January. The prepper tip today is to make sure your backup source of heat is ready to go. These are very dangerous temperatures we're seeing in much of the country. This is Farmers Monday with my friend Sam Andrews. Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. Freedom Center USA is located near beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. World-class training with rifles, pistols, and very high-level first aid takes place during about 9 months of the year. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. You want to get in on a group purchase of thermal imaging, sign up for a class, maybe have a custom rifle build. Give them a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, here we are, the third week of the year already, aren't we?
It is a frosty one in Lebanon, Missouri this morning, -3 degrees.
Yep, about the same where I am here in Davisville, Missouri, about a half an inch of snow, a powdery snow. It's so cold the snow isn't sticking to anything.
Well, we agreed right before the end of the year that we would start talking about a gear tip of the week.
Yes, sir.
And in the interest of the ultra-cold weather, I want to talk about down garments and sleeping bags.
Roger that. Let's go for it.
So there are some synthetic materials out there that do a reasonable job insulating you in a sleeping bag or a coat. But in my experience, the most effective insulation out there in the mountains, in Arctic conditions, has always been down. Now, there are a couple of companies that do a great job on one of them. Western Mountaineering is another. So if you're looking for a sleeping bag, something to put in your car or truck during cold weather, in case you have vehicle problems or in an accident and need to stay warm, you get stranded. I don't know if you've seen these multi-vehicle accidents that happen sometimes out on the highways, but you are stuck if you get caught up in any of that stuff. It's always a good thing to have a good, high-quality sleeping bag in your vehicle that you can reach if you're in an accident or if you're stranded with a disabled vehicle. Well, and the sleeping bags that I'm going to recommend are the Western Mountaineering. I have several Western Mountaineering bags. They're rated for different temperatures. I have something called a Bison GWS Expedition bag, overfilled. You can order it with 3 ounces or 5 ounces of overfill. That means extra down, okay? And the quality of the down matters. So they measure down in loft, and you'll see 550, 600, 650, 700 type down. Well, a Western Mountaineering sleeping bag is actually filled with 42 ounces. This particular down bag, it's probably heavier than what you need, but it's filled with 42 ounces of 850 fill power down. This bag has an incredible amount of loft. It's like 14 inches of loft. When I bought my Bison Western Mountaineering bag, I went into the mountains to elk hunt with it within about 3 months of getting it. And it was about 5 degrees, maybe 5 below it was the third elk season in Colorado, if I remember correctly. It was pretty cold. And so it was around 5 below to about 5 degrees above, right about like it is now. That bag was so warm I couldn't even zip it up. There were times when I had to unzip it and just sleep on top of it.
Which model was it you got?
That's called the Bison. GWS Expedition Bison, and it's made by Western Mountaineering. Now, I'm not recommending you buy that bag because it's just going to be too warm for most conditions. But you can buy something like an Apache, which is good down to 15 degrees. The Bison Apache, it only weighs 2 pounds, 6 ounces. See, when you put this 850 power down, fill power down in these bags, you don't need a lot of sleeping bag to stay warm.
Right.
Absolutely amazing stuff. So just the Apache GWS, that particular bag, it has Gore Windstopper on it, which means, I don't know if you're familiar with some of these Gore-Tex products, but Windstopper fabric is a very, very effective thing that keeps the speed of the wind. If you're in windy conditions or you're in moisture conditions, you get extra protection from external moisture. I don't know if anyone's ever slept in a tent where you woke up and the inside of the tent had moisture in it from your breath. Well, if you're doing a lot of high-altitude camping and you're gone for a week or two, controlling moisture is a very important thing. And this Gore Windstopper fabric keeps any moisture from your breath from soaking back into the bag and degrading the effectiveness of the insulation.
I count 34 different models of Western Mountaineering bags. It's amazing.
Yeah, and I would definitely look at the Gore Windstopper series if you can afford that. They have an extreme light series. That might be something to consider for a vehicle. You know, they have an extreme light series that's rated down to 45 degrees. The whole sleeping bag weighs a pound.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's just incredible. But the high quality down is found at places like Western Mountaineering and Marmot. You can also buy bags that have treated down that make the down hydrophobic. It's important with any sleeping bag, down or not down, to protect it from moisture.
Right.
So having hydrophobic down or Gore fabric is a definite performance enhancer.
Well, the old saying in the Special Forces, travel light, cold at night. That doesn't necessarily apply with these kind of sleeping bags, does it?
No, these are incredible technology. Like I said, I have three different bags, three different temperature ratings. I think I have a 40-degree bag, I have a 5-degree bag, and I have a minus 50-degree bag.
All right.
That kind of covers the gamut. But, you know, for a truck, anything that's rated, 30 degrees or below is going to be really helpful if you're stranded in a bad situation.
Right, right, right. That's good to know. Outstanding. Something I learned the hard way is have a waterproof bag to put your boots inside the bag with you. Otherwise, your boots will be frozen like an ice cube and very difficult to put on the next day.
Yeah, that's one way to do it. We usually put our boots in the vestibule when we're at high altitude. We want the moisture to have a chance to escape from the boot. And so we'll put them at the foot of our bag inside the tent, or we'll put them in the vestibule depending on the weather. Another trick, if you're in cold weather, if you want to sleep warmer, is to have a little snack, something like some granola or some trail mix or something, right before you go to sleep. And then the third trick we use is we'll heat some water on really cold nights. If we're sleeping a little cold, like let's say we brought our 40 degree bag and it's 35 degrees or 30 right. degrees at night, we'll simply put on a down vest or a down jacket, climb in the sleeping bag, and right before we do that, we'll warm up a little water. We'll boil a little water with a high altitude stove. We'll stick in that water, fill a thermos with water, and then put the lid on good and tight and run that thermos down in the foot of your bag. So if you have cold feet or your older person have a little circulation issue with your feet when you sleep, just throw that thermos down in the base of the bag and it will make heat all night long. It's amazing how much warmer you are in a sleeping bag with a thermos down by your feet.
All right. Good tricks. Excellent. That's a great gear tip of the week. Fantastic.
Well, John, I got to see Trump give a speech yesterday in Iowa.
Really? You were there in person?
No, I just watched I watched it on some sort of rent a TV, some program my gal had. Okay. It's pretty interesting listening to him speak. Boy, I think he's missing some opportunities.
How so?
He's got some problems. He's leading in the polls. I think with Republican candidates now, he's got 71% of the vote in the latest polls. And I think Nikki Haley just passed up Ron DeSantis. She's at 11 now, and he's around 9% in most polls. And there's just a sprinkling of people that have less than 2%. It's an interesting thing to see him work the crowd now. He's talking about how he didn't realize how corrupt Washington D.C. was.
It's generational. And, it's generational.
Oh my goodness, and that's true. But. See, he's got some problems. He's got the opportunity to resolve them now out on the campaign trail, and I figured he'd play most of his cards in his Iowa speeches right before the caucus, which is today, I believe, right? So we'll start to see what Republicans in Iowa think of Donald Trump probably this evening after 7 or 8 o'clock.
Well, a local lady, I don't know if she was part of the senior executive service or not, but she went to work in Washington, D.C., and her about 20 years old, during the Eisenhower administration. And she just retired and came home only a couple of years ago. When I say it's generational, the senior executive service, they regard presidents as temporary hired help, don't they?
Yep. They are the deep state. The senior executive service is the XO, or the executive officers of the deep state. There is no doubt.
Absolutely. And they're so firmly entrenched, I don't know if anything can break the back of that.
Well, Trump's going to have to overcome his buy-off on the vaccine.
Yes.
Because he was very pro-vaccine.
And still is.
That can't be good. Do you know now that over 20 million people have died worldwide from the vaccine?
I know that. And that's just the beginning. It's going to get worse.
It's still, and we're adding to those numbers every single day. and how these people can be on my TV with commercials telling you to vaccinate your children. It's like these people need to be hung high in a tree.
Well, in addition to the people dying, we have women that can't have babies, women that have babies that are being born dead, men that can't impregnate women. All as a consequence of these vaccines, sir.
Yeah, and it appears that a number of these deaths are related to improperly implemented injections. So the way the shot, this is their out for responsibility. This is how they're going to try and circumvent the responsibility of the damage that was done by these vaccines. So what they're saying now is the vaccine was designed to be inserted into the shoulder muscle. And what people did was they stuck the needle into a vein or an artery and injected the vaccine directly into their blood system. And they're talking about this procedure where you were supposed to stick the needle in and pull it back out, see if there's any blood on the needle, right? All this kind of garbage. And then go back in and inject, right? So they're saying people violated this procedure. Well, heck, they let everybody and their grandmother inject right. these vaccines in people.
Right.
With what kind of training? None. You know, the most successful lawsuit against police officers, police in the United States of America, is a failure to train. If all these people are hurt by these vaccines because they were improperly injected, you know, that's their claim, right?
Right.
And so once that mRNA lipid package gets into the bloodstream, it can go anywhere. It can go to the brain, the heart, the liver, the spleen, and wreak havoc. And so if there's any truth to that, it might explain why some people are being severely hurt and others are not. But the bottom line is these people are trying to rival Mao Zedong in the number of humans they've killed on planet Earth.
Absolutely.
And that's saying something.
It is.
Well, you know, when I was in high school, we were taught, I had some really good history teachers, and we were taught that Adolf Hitler killed 6 million Jews.
Right.
He was responsible for the death of 6 million Jewish people. And then we learned that 10 million total probably died as a result of Hitler's actions, not just Jewish people. You count the people, the Russians, the Americans, the Brits, the people that were killed during the war, right?
Right.
The Italians, the French. You start adding these numbers up, this guy could ultimately be responsible for 10 million deaths. It's potential. Nobody knows the exact number. But Mao Zedong made Hitler look like an amateur.
Right.
Okay. Most historians believe that he murdered at least 40 million. He's responsible for the deaths. Some estimates go as high as 80 million people. Yeah, and of course, his number one weapon was starvation.
Right.
So what does that say about whether or not you should have food? When these tyrants take over governments, they don't just use gas chambers. They don't just use vaccines. They use food. They use starvation as a weapon, right? And you know, there's always a counter to every type of attack. There's an effective way to counter the attack. And the key is to be smart enough to use a counter that you can sustain logistically. And I love to use the example of the Austrian mountain people. When they were being attacked by Germany's aircraft, bombers and stuff, those bombers cost almost $1 million to build. It cost how many $100,000 to train a pilot? And back in the day, that was a lot of money.
Right.
In today's money, those bombers would be $4 million and the training would be $1 million. But what did the Austrian people do to counter those attacks? Well, they figured out what altitude the bombers were flying into the valleys at. And they strung steel cables across the valleys. Very
That's right.
inexpensive way to counter that attack.
That's right. It's very effective. Here's our first break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low-quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Farmers Monday. My website is thelibertyman.com. Check it out. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Training USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. Well, Sam, I'm aware of how the Austrians' countermeasures with the cables worked. Let's talk a little bit about countermeasures against thermal imaging that our enemies might be using against Americans.
Well, that's a difficult thing to counter. A couple of things that will help you. Deciduous trees, oaks, maples, walnuts, you know, those types of trees, things that lose their leaves in the fall. These type of trees don't provide much cover from thermal signal. Conifers, thick evergreens, cedars, pine trees are much better at hiding your body's heat from a thermal, particularly drone, helicopter, aircraft. So that's one thing that you can use if you're out in a more rural environment. There are ways to hide from thermal, but they're complicated and it actually takes training. It's not a simple task. You can't like just wear lots of down or something. You know, it doesn't work that way. You have to hide the heat from your eyes. You have to hide the heat from your breath. It becomes a very complicated thing, particularly if you need to move around. What you can do with your thermal sight is start to experiment.
Right.
Because the techniques that we train our special forces guys on how to deal with thermals, some of that stuff's compartmented. It's certainly not going to talk about it on the air here.
Right. Right.
But what you can do is use your thermal sight and start to experiment. And you may discover some things on your own. And those would be, that's very valuable information to have.
Right, right. Well, of course, when you look at the people who are using the thermal imaging, they're going to be looking for what appear to be human shapes. And anything to break up that human shape, I think, would be helpful.
Yes.
And things like
well, with thermal, you can't just break up the shape. You got to emit on the thermal spectrum in a similar way as to what's around you in the natural environment.
Right.
Otherwise, you're going to say, I'd have guys say, "Oh, well, we use space blankets," and I'm like, "Here. Come look at your buddy hiding under the space blanket. He looks like a guy hiding under a space blanket." Okay. It really sticks out. So a space blanket, like let's say you're on white hot.
Right.
A space blanket just looks like a big black square hole in the universe.
How about you're underneath a really thick, heavy cedar tree and you got the space blanket on top of you under the cedar tree?
That's the cedar tree definitely helps. I'm not sure the space blanket helps in that scenario.
Well, it'll help you keep you dry and warm, among other things.
Yeah, it might help with that. It's not going to help with your thermal signature per se. I could tell you a story. A friend of mine was working over in the desert and during the war, and he was responsible for identifying potential threats, and there was a convoy moving, and he has this system called what they nicknamed the Eyes of God.
Mm-hmm.
So he can look at the thermal sensors of any aircraft in his AO or area of operation. He can see whatever the pilots can see in that aircraft with their sensors. And the enemy used to dig on the road, and just right on the edge of the road, they used to dig these holes and plant these IEDs underground.
Right. Right.
The interesting thing about that is our thermal equipment from our aircraft could see these holes that were dug because
right.
they were warmer than the surrounding ground.
Right.
So they had these hot round circles, right?
Right.
And so we've got a big convoy moving from point A to point B over there, and he's scanning the route, looking for danger ahead of the convoy, and he sees all these round circles, and I'll tell you what happens after the break.
After the break, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. What's a girl to do? Sign, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com. And Sleepless, there is a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner and The Liberty Man, I'm sleepless no more. There he is now. Hold on, Sandman. Thank you, Liberty Man.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Website is thelibertyman.com. I have more than 230 articles and videos at my COVID panel concerning the COVID-19 vaccination clot shot. Be advised, there's been a 300% increase in brain cancer treating drugs since the COVID vaccination has been released. There's no precedence for this. A 300% increase in prescriptions for the cancer-treating drugs for brain cancer. That's amazing. Products that will help you achieve your goals at my website, health-related goals, staying warm with the Liberator rocket heater and so forth. Check out those products. You'll be very glad you did at thelibertyman.com. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrained.net. Sam, one of the things that catches the attention of somebody watching a thermal imaging device is movement, isn't it?
Absolutely. So your three fundamentals of camouflage taught when you were in the military, John, were shape, shine, and movement.
Right.
We add that in the technological world, shape, shine, movement, and emissivity.
Right.
That emissivity topic is the most complicated of the four, but it's part of the modern battlefield. We need to understand that. And it's important that when you're trying to hide, that you're not moving in a way that is unnatural to the environment, or you're not moving at all so you don't draw attention to yourself.
Exactly. Exactly. Yep. Getting back to inexpensive countermeasures, the U.S. military in Vietnam had two different devices they would drop from aircraft along the Ho Chi Minh Trail that looked like a natural green living plant. One could detect human urine and transmit that signal back. The other could detect human footsteps. So yes. The Viet Cong would hang buckets of human urine in the jungle, and our college-trained pilots flying multi-million-dollar aircraft flying out of Thailand would bomb buckets full of urine in the jungle. Very nice. And then they would walk among water buffalo to conceal the human foot signature, and they wouldn't be bombed at all. Very effective, inexpensive countermeasures, weren't they?
Absolutely. And that's the thing about technology, is if you understand it, oftentimes you can come up with a very cost-effective countermeasure, and that's the key to winning. What did Omar Bradley say that General Hollingsworth would repeat to me all the time? Amateur study tactics, professional study logistics, right?
That's right.
If you're blowing up a $10 hut of the enemy with a $20 million cruise missile, you can't sustain that fight for very long. You're going to go broke. So it's not just about fighting. It's about fighting cost effectively so you can sustain the fight until the war is over. The objective should be to win. Well, let's backtrack just a little bit. We were talking about sleeping bags. Women, if you're looking for a sleeping bag, a company called Marmot, M-A-R-M-O-T, they make a woman's sleeping bag that's rated down to 0 degrees in down under $350. And the bag has a little bit different shape, made for the shape of a woman. So if you have wider hips and you're looking for a good bag to throw in your truck or your car, that's a really good option. Secondly, we were telling a story about thermal and my buddy identifying all these warm circles where these IEDs were planted, and here comes the convoy about to get blown up. He calls it in. They stop the convoy. They bring the warlocks in that sense these IEDs, and they start using their countermeasures to blow up the, and they realize there are no IEDs.
Really?
A sheep herder had just run his sheep down this road, and they had defecated on the road.
Okay.
And left these nice warm circles that, to right. a thermal sight, looked like an IED dig hole.
Right. Amazing.
And he said it was one of his most embarrassing moments in his military career. But the lesson learned is that when you look at things on different spectrums, whether it's infrared, ultraviolet, sonar, radar, whatever spectrum you're looking at, you get different types of information. And you have to understand what type of information you're getting and not necessarily make the wrong assumption.
Right. Well, quick follow-up before we get to our first caller. When I was in military intelligence school, all the students got given 8.5 by 10 glossy black and white photographs of these nets that looked like they were camouflaging artillery or missiles or something. And we all had to give our best estimate of what was underneath these nets, and we were all wrong. It turned out they were fishermen's nets drying out. Yeah. So lesson learned. Our first caller looks like Rob in Mississippi. Good morning, Rob.
John, good morning, John, Sam. You were talking about FLIR, night vision and all that. Me and my buddies would practice with our setups. We have some Gen 3 night vision and some cheaper FLIR, and we would try to sneak up on who was watching out. And we found that you could sneak up on one or the other, but it was really difficult to sneak up on both. And our bottom line that we came out with from these exercises was you have to know your terrain, and anything you see that's different would greatly help.
Yes. Yes, indeed. I think that's accurate.
All right.
Sam, I agree with a lot of the stuff you say, and I'm proud to be able to listen to you. I'd like to come to some of your courses one day. I have a question I'd like you to repeat, if you would, please, and I hate asking, but what suppressor do you and show a flash?
Well, we did some tests on suppressors about 18 months ago, pretty extensive. We tried a number of suppressors. And believe it or not, from a flash standpoint, the least amount of flash, the best suppressor we tested was the Yankee Hill R2, that's Romeo 2, R2 resonator. The full-sized resonator is the one that worked the best for us. And it was a fantastic piece of equipment. And we highly recommend that for the rifles. And it only comes in 30 cal, but you can use it. It works just as well on a 5.56 or a 2.23. But if you have a 5.56 and you have a 30 Whisper or a 300 Blackout or something like that, or a 300 Win Mag, anything from 300 Win Mag down, that one suppressor will work on any one of those rifles. And it had absolutely the best flash performance. And it was in the top two as far as sound suppression. And the good news is it's not $1,200 like some of these titanium suppressors. I think it was around $650.
Wow. Okay. That's what I was looking at. And I was in question if I should even buy a titanium if I have to get into some really rapid shooting.
No, I wouldn't buy a titanium. What I would get, no matter whether you've got a steel, aluminum or titanium suppressor, you're going to need a cover for that. And the covers that we use are several layers, and they really manage the heat and the mirage that's normally thrown up when you're shooting multiple shots in a fight. And I'll have to go downstairs and grab one on a break, and then let you know what the name and model of those are. But we found a cover through research that just outperforms everything else.
Please do that on the break. That'd be great.
And I'll do that on the break. I'll go grab one. I've got two brand new ones that I ordered for a customer that I'm getting ready to ship. And I'll figure out exactly what that is, and I'll let you know, because I have them on all my suppressors, and they work better than everything else out there.
Appreciate it. I'll be listening. How about the Surefire RC2 in 5.56? Do you have an opinion on that?
As far as the suppressor?
Yes, sir.
I wouldn't go near it. I'll tell you a story. We were training law enforcement snipers on the West Coast a few years ago, and it was the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department that was putting on this training. There were snipers from 40 different law enforcement agencies. I was invited there as a guest instructor, and they put me, you know, law enforcement snipers do most of their work well inside 150 yards.
Right.
But they had one station during the course, they had one part of the course where they were shooting between 300, 400, and 600 yards. Just to sort of expand the knowledge base and the skill base of the law enforcement snipers. And so I was out there. They put me on the long range station, of course, where they thought I could do the most good. And I was there with two other very experienced snipers. And we were watching these pairs of snipers from different law enforcement agencies around the country running up the hill to our shooting point. And they would filter in about every 15 minutes. We'd get another pair come in all day long. And the first pair that came running up to our position, I saw the other two instructors grab for their ears. And I was thinking, well, they got suppressors on their rifles. Like, why are you guys grabbing your ears? They're like, they're Surefires, man. Grab your ears.
Right.
And I got to tell you, it's hard to spend more money and get less suppressor than with a Surefire. I am not a fan of that product.
That's why I'm asking you, Sam. I appreciate your input.
And I'm sorry if you have a Surefire suppressor and that insults you. But I sell all different brands of suppressors, and I don't sell Surefires, and there's a reason.
No, I haven't purchased one yet.
Excellent. Now, on the handgun side, to answer your question, you know, for the rifle, the R2 resonator and 30 cal seems to be by far and away the most cost-effective answer. On the handgun side, there's a company called Rugged, and they make handgun suppressors with a Nielsen device that we like a lot. It's called the Obsidian, like O-B-S-I-D-I-A-N, Obsidian.
Yeah, I've watched videos on that, and I've been watching them on the Alaskan 360 for the 5.56.
Yeah, the Obsidian works really well on the 9mm and the 45. Now, if you have a 45, you need to buy a 45. If you only have 9s, then you can buy the Obsidian 9mm. But in our test, that seemed to be the most effective as far as flash reduction and also sound suppression.
Okay. Thank you, Sam.
Thanks for the call.
We appreciate it.
Appreciate it, John. Bye-bye.
Okay. You're welcome, Rob. Ready for our next caller, Sam?
Please.
Okay. Sherry in Kansas. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, John. And you were talking about Vietnam. I just read a book on fleshing out skull and bones, and they had a lot of Anthony Sutton stuff in it. And he was a veteran of World War II. He worked in mining before and after World War II, and more of the business side, but he inspected, but his BA or BS was in economics, and but he spent a long time in business, and that's how he got to the United States, since he's from England. But when he did go into academics at Stanford, Hoover Institute, and he was doing a lot of research there, and this was during the Vietnam War, and he started with his knowledge of, you know, between economics and business, he wrote like four big books on how the Soviet Union got their technology built up. And it was mostly from American business. And he started seeing how, they were, because Russia was sending a lot of equipment to the Vietnam War, too, to the North Vietnamese. And he started finding and how they were, they were actually, businesses were producing armaments or selling the USSR technology so they could send this stuff to North Vietnam. And the Hoover Institute in Stanford didn't want him to publish it because of their donors. And this was like in, I think he started in 68 and in 71, and they didn't want him to publish it. And then, and this is in real time while y'all were over there.
Right.
But, and then the other day, Saturday on my Gaddy's show, one of his guests, she said how she had visited this museum about the Bank of England. And she got a private tour. She's a... she does a tour of New York, too, and she's really knowledgeable on Revolutionary War stuff. But the guy that was giving her the tour at the end of the thing, he showed her a note that he had, or a copy of it or something, that the United States borrowed money. Bank of England gave the United States the money to buy the Louisiana Purchase. And at the time, England was at war with France. And that's why France was selling the Louisiana Purchase because they needed the money to fight England. And yet, you know, so that's just what bankers do. Anyway.
Okay.
It was very interesting. All right, thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Any comments on Sherry's statement there, Sam?
No, I'm okay. Good to go.
Okay. Well, let's get back to our discussion. Low-tech solutions, low-tech inexpensive solutions to high-tech equipment being used against us. There's always a low-tech countermeasure, isn't there, sir?
Typically there is. I don't know about always, but most of the time there is, and it's definitely helps to understand those issues and how to cost-effectively combat the enemy.
Absolutely. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews. Sam, there's multiple stories about the following. The Federal Aviation Administration is now hiring people with severe intellectual and psychiatric disabilities. Doesn't that give you a warm and fuzzy feeling?
Oh, boy.
You can't make this up. You can't make this up.
Kurt Vonnegut, there's an author back in the 70s, Kurt Vonnegut, he wrote a great story about this whole equality thing getting out of control. I now believe it was prophetic.
Yep.
I just can't believe what's going on in this country right now. You know, it's just, and look, I am not opposed to people with disabilities or handicaps working in the workforce, being effective and productive in their lives. We're all God's children. We're all of equal value. And we need to treat each other as such. But the needs of the one do not outweigh the needs of the many. You know, so do I want some person who's, let's say, compromised in any way in an air traffic control tower? No, I don't, because I fly in airplanes. And I care about the people that fly in the airplanes, not just the person looking for a job. So.
Okay. Well, I just want to make sure everybody knew about this. My wife gave me the heads up on it, you know, over the weekend. I verified there's many, many articles documenting what the FAA is doing.
So let's go back to our previous caller's question, and we talked a little bit about suppressor covers.
Yes.
And on the break, I went and grabbed this package. I guess I'm so old I can't remember, you know, who I order suppressor covers from. I have to look at emails. But the name of the company that I believe makes the best suppressor cover in the world is Coltac. C as in Charlie, O Oscar, L Lima, E Echo, T Tango, A Alpha, C Charlie. Coltac. And the model of cover that they make for sniper weapon systems, we use the HTP cover. The HTP cover is the way to go.
Hotel Tango Papa. Okay, got it.
Roger that.
Okay, here's a top of the hour break. We'll be back with the firearms tip of the week after top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. contact Brad at 3dbunkers.com for more details or visit 3dbunkers.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.